Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Boomer Esiason on a Victory Monday is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. Find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning. What do you know? Another Victory Monday after a late night last night. I think your boy Drake May actually may have come of age last night, and that was a signature win certainly for Mike Vrabel.
Well, you know, San Francisco's pretty nice in February. I mean, I feel like we ought to book the flights. I don't know.
Well, let's not get crazy, but, you know, with all the injuries going on in the AFC right now, why not? That's what I say. And I said last week, I think, to you guys, talking about the Patriots' upcoming schedule, who they were playing, and if somehow, some way, they could beat Buffalo, I think that would set them on a course at least to make the playoffs for sure.
Well, a lot of talk about Drake May and that performance last night and the fact that you got to, in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. But what does that say about Drake May, that win last night?
Well, first of all, watching the first half, I thought he was playing way too fast. I thought he was a little jittery. I thought there was some skittishness, that kind of stuff. Whatever Josh McDaniels said to him in the second half really certainly worked, because he was a completely different player, and he actually out Josh Allen. Some of the throws that he made, and obviously Steph Diggs is still got a lot of ball left in him, man. 10 catches last night, 146 yards, and two of them coming on broken plays where he makes just unbelievable catches on the sideline. I mean, that's big time stuff, and that's exactly what the Patriots have been missing for the last 6 years.
Boomer, one thing that we all expected for this Patriots team coming into the season is that defense would be really good. Last night, they did a tremendous job. If they can continue to play like this, is there a realistic chance that they can win the AFC East?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is there like a great offense in the AFC right now as we speak today? And you know, after week five, I mean, Buffalo was the best offense. They held them to 20 points in their building. I thought the tackling was exceptional. I thought the way that they covered downfield was exceptional. They always seem to give Josh Allen troubles. I'm not really sure why. I mean, he still ran well last night, but the interception was a thing of beauty, and it came at the absolute perfect time in this game. And the fact that, you know, they tie it up, and then all of a sudden Drake May leads his team back to a victory, you know, those are the things that you're looking for to see whether or not now they can build off of this, because you don't want to get ahead of yourself and start talking, you know, playoffs like we are right here. They have to keep things realistic. But for me, that's about as good a win as the Patriots have had since Bill Belichick has left.
Boomer, the confidence that Mike Vrabel continues to show in his players, especially last night with Ramondre Stevenson, to continue to go to him after the fumble troubles and to have the outcome that he did, how important is that for a coach and a team?
Well, I mean, for Ramondre, watching him fumble early in this game, and then he doesn't see the field for a while, you know, that's called accountability. And then when he does score the touchdowns, all of a sudden you see people, you know, hugging him on the sideline. You could see that he is a very popular player with this team. There is no question about that. And, I mean, you know, they're going to need him. I mean, because he's good out of the backfield. He's a hell of a – he's a pass-blocking running back. He's a full complement running back who's just had the fumbleitis for some reason. And, you know, you don't want to – he knows that he's doing the wrong thing. He knows that he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing as a running back turning the football over. I mean, I don't know what else you can do other than to sit him down and then give him an opportunity to score a couple touchdowns, and that's exactly what they did. So – They do have alternatives. It was unfortunate that Gibson went down last night. I'm not sure about his injury. But, I mean, you're going to need Ramondre Stevenson to be a big part of this offense moving forward. So he's just got to do a better job of holding on to the football.
Boomer, when it comes to the running back position, you look at the Patriots, and I think the biggest thing that I'm looking for is for them to be to go with one guy and be consistent. Now, the days of a guy rushing the ball 25, 30 times are gone, but at least somebody who can get it 15, 16 times. Is that something that New England has to solidify moving forward?
I would think that Coach Vrabel, being around Bill Belichick and playing in the Northeast, understands how important running the football is, especially when the weather starts getting cold. And, you know, that's where Stevenson, if he stays healthy, is going to be probably the guy. You know, I mean, he's just got to, like I said, stop the fumbling. But Northeast football come November, December, and January, you know, you still have to be able to run the football. And that includes your quarterback. I mean, there's no question that Drake May can add to that. But right now, I would say their rushing game last night was average. It was not great because of the turnover, but it did score two touchdowns, and that's key down there inside the five-yard line. But their running game has got to be better than what it has been.
Time to get this week's Drake Take from Boomer Esiason, brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Drake May sacked a couple times last night. Is the only negative, or one of the only negatives that we can find when it comes to his game, holding the ball too long at times?
Yeah, you know, young guys want to extend plays. They don't think a play is ever over. You know, as Tom Brady got older, as Peyton Manning got older, as Eli Manning got older, you would see those guys just dirt the ball and take a sack, or they would dirt the ball and just not get hit. I mean, just play to play another play. And you know, young players, you got to knock that out of them. But, you know, I don't want to knock anything out of him right now. I mean, you know, he is very aware of not throwing interceptions, which is great. And I do think that he left the pocket a little bit early last night, especially in the first half. But that second half was, if that's an indication of things to come on the road in a tough environment against the big, you know, the toughest team you're going to play the rest of the year, that tells me volumes about how far he's come along under Josh McDaniels. So, again, you know, at the beginning of the year, we talked about Mike Vrabel being hired, and I was saying maybe the best hire that Mike Vrabel has had has been Josh McDaniels, because he's the guy that's going to bring out the best in Drake May.
Boomer, we had to get our Drake's take in, and now I need the updated dumpster fire take on Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. This has been, as someone who is Team Tom, one of the great experiences of my football-watching life, watching him implode with Mike Lombardi with the UNC Tar Heels.
I don't take any great joy out of any of that. I mean, I always thought, and I still do believe, that Bill Belichick was the greatest coach in the NFL. His personal life notwithstanding. I mean, the stuff that he did up there with the Patriots, the decisions he made, the fact that he sat Drew Bledsoe and went with Tom Brady back in 2001. We all tend to forget that decision and how hard that must have been and what it ultimately led to. So, you know, and when you listen to Bill Belichick and he talks about, you know, how much the Patriots are worth now compared to when he took over as coach, he has a lot to do with that. So it's unfortunate what they're going through right now with University of North Carolina, but don't be surprised if he's standing on the sideline of the Giants next year. Jesus, yes. That may happen. That may happen. I'm telling you, that's how bad football and baseball is right now down here in New York.
Well, I thought heading into the weekend that it might have been John Harbaugh, but is John Harbaugh's job in jeopardy, or does he get a pass because of injuries?
I think he's got to get a pass due to injuries. I mean, the whole team's built around Lamar. He didn't play yesterday. It was Cooper Rush. They also have six other Pro Bowl players that are injured. And I know Steve Bisciotti pretty well, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. He doesn't overreact to anything. He is not pushed by fans. He isn't, you know, read into anything. I mean, they are losing. They are falling apart. There is no question about that. And I know people are going to be talking about John Harbaugh. At the end of the day, you know, there is a great amount of respect in that building for the way that that team has actually conducted itself over the last 20 years, probably much like when Bill Belichick was in New England and they were still winning. So John Harbaugh is a terrific football coach. If for some reason they decided to move on from him, or he decided to want to, you know, maybe leave there and go somewhere else, he would be the number one candidate for any team out there, and he would probably receive the highest coaching salary in the history of the league.
Broncos gave the Eagles their first loss. Boomer, Eagles kind of got screwed by that no call at the end of the game.
Well, there was one there, but the one prior to that was a call like, why? You know, there were a bunch of plays yesterday that we saw again where you just scratch your head about what the officiating is doing in this league. You know, there was a roughing the passer in the Giants and Saints game, and I don't know what the Saints player is supposed to do. I mean, like, he knocks a quarterback to the ground, and they throw the freaking flag, and I'm like, I mean, I wish they would have done that when I played. I would have played another 10 years. But I think that the Eagles really are struggling offensively. There's something has to give with AJ Brown. They either have to start getting him the ball more often, or they're going to have to trade him, because, you know, he is a very prideful player. He's a good guy, but you could tell that the body language, the frustration, the annoyance of not being more involved in the offense is definitely going to end up hurting the Eagles. They have not had their signature offensive game at all this year, and finally they ran into a team as tough as they are. Denver's a really good team, and Denver goes to London next week to play the Jets, so I would assume that Denver's just going to keep on winning, and they're going to be one of the, I wouldn't say surprise teams, but it seems to be like them and the New England Patriots are going to be teams that look like right now are going to make the playoffs.
You bring up that Saints-Giants game. That's who the Pats have next, is the Saints. How do they match up?
Well, the Saints, got five straight turnovers from the Giants. So we already been through this with the New England Patriots. They had their turnover game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. If they hold on to the ball and they don't turn the ball over, I don't see how they lose to the Saints. The Saints have actually really good skill players. There's no question about that. They got guys that can get down the field, and they'll put some stress and pressure on the secondary of the New England Patriots. But you have Spencer Rattler, who's won his first game in 11 games as the starting quarterback. So there is some trepidation there. I think you got to get some turnovers. I think this is a game where the Patriots should be favored probably by 3.5 to 5.5 points, I would think.
Question of the week for Boomer is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. Find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. Baker Mayfield throws for 379 yards in that win. If not for Josh Allen, is he should he be the MVP?
I don't know. Dak Prescott looks pretty good, too, and he's playing with half a team, and he's still winning, but they did play the Jets. I will say that game in Seattle yesterday was an amazing game because there was no defense played. And Jermaine will tell you, when there's no defense played, it really looks like it's a pretty game, and a lot of guys are putting up huge numbers. It was great to see those two guys going back and forth at each other, given the state of their careers, where they are now, and how they're finally established after about 5 or 6 years in the league. But, man, Baker's been awesome. I can't say enough good things about him. I wish the Jets or the Giants would have signed him when they had the opportunity to, but both chickened out. They didn't want to bring that personality to New York, and thankfully he's in Tampa and he's got a coach who loves him.
Well, Boomer, it seems like when you leave New York, you have success. Look at Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones. Are the Indianapolis Colts, are they for real?
I'm telling you, Jermaine, they are for real. They have an underrated roster. They've just had quarterback issues all the way back to when my buddy Frank Reich was the head coach there. I think he had six different quarterbacks starting for them in six straight years. And I think now they're up to either 8 or 9 different quarterbacks since they drafted Anthony Richardson. And Anthony Richardson was basically a draft choice of the previous owner, Jim Irsay, who unfortunately has passed away. He's not even remotely close to being ready to play quarterback in this league. So Daniel Jones inherited a really good roster. They have one of the best running backs in football. Kind of reminds me of where Saquon went last year. You know, Saquon went to Philadelphia, great offensive lineman. Really, you know, they have a quarterback that can move in Jalen Hurts. Now you take Daniel Jones and you put him in Indianapolis, small market, really good team, who's been devoid of a quarterback with any sort of presence. And it's not surprising that he's having the modicum of success that he's having right now.
Boomer, where are you this morning? Sounds like you're outside.
Yeah, I am at my 34th annual golf tournament down here in Long Island, and I am outside. It is a absolutely gorgeous morning. We're going to have a great day. And, you know, just like you, Greg, I, you know, work my ass off away from the radio station and try to raise as much money as I possibly can. And I can't believe this is year 34 for us.
That's amazing. We're getting up there, Boomer. You know,
I know we are. That's all it tells me. I'm just getting older and older and older.
We're senior citizens. We have to. At our age, we got to stay away from Mark Sanchez.
Oh, jeez.
Oh my God. Jeez. Jesus. I mean, what was he thinking about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He didn't like where the truck was parked.
That was kind of weird.
I mean, Jermaine, have you ever been in a situation like that? You get your alcoholic muscles pumping, and you want to take somebody's head off?
No, not me. I learned a long time ago. Just because you got alcohol juice in, you don't mean you're going to win.
That's exactly right. But all I know is I've never been in an altercation even remotely close to something like that. And it sounds like, if you read all the articles, to me it sounds like Mark Sanchez was the aggressor. But I want to withhold any sort of judgment until we find out all the facts.
Yeah. Okay.
He was arrested, though. That doesn't make any sense to me.
That does it for me, generally. Yep. If you're leaving the hospital and they arrest you right away, you most likely have something to do with it.
You know, maybe they should have moved him to strong safety.
maybe. Listen, congrats on 34 years of the golf tournament. That's awesome. We had, by the way, Nate Burleson was on the show Friday. Very kind words for you. He misses you on television, he said.
He's great. He's a great guy to work with. I love him dearly. And I told him the first day that he worked with me at the NFL Today, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, I said, you're going to own this network before too long. And boy, he has ascended to great things. And, you know, I know he's gotten into some controversy the last few weeks. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what being on TV and having an opinion is all about.
Boomer, hit him straight, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, always great to talk to you on a Victory Monday. Sounds good.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Patriots shocked the Bills 23-20, the final in Buffalo. The Pats giving the Bills their first loss of the season, ending their 14-home-game winning streak. Drake May completed 22 of 30 passes for 273 yards, while Steph Diggs, who had 10 receptions and for 146 yards in his first return to Buffalo. There was a fumble in the beginning of the game, and it didn't look good for Ramondre Stevenson, but he came back with 2 touchdowns. We'll be joined by Mike Vrabel on this Patriots Monday at 9:30. And it's time for the stat of the week, which is brought to you by Gillette. I have a few important ones for you guys this morning. It's the first 2-game win streak for the Pats since 2022, their best start in division since 2019, and the first win over a 4-0 team or better since week 6 of 2018.
Wow. Yeah. We're back.
We're back.
Yep. We are back.
We are so back. Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. We'll wait to see what happens with Antonio Gibson, who went down with a knee injury on a kickoff return in the second quarter. Other games of note, the other undefeated team, the Eagles, go down to the Broncos 21-17 at home. A Lamar Jackson-less Ravens fell to the Texans 44-10. And the Dolphins continue to struggle this week against the Panthers 27-24 at the final. Monday Night Football is Chiefs at Jaguars. Kickoff is at 8:15. And when it comes to baseball games over the weekend, the Yankees go down 2 games to the Blue Jays in the ALDS. Game 3 is set for tomorrow. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we got the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, coming up at 9:30 this morning. But right now, finally, here is Courtney with today's news.
Well, Boston police continue to investigate after what some are calling a riot that went down in the South End in the early hours yesterday morning. Over 100 people were out in the area of Mass Ave and Tremont Street. The crowd was attacking cruisers with fireworks, cones, poles, other objects, and cars were being used to block the intersection that prevented normal traffic.
What is going on here?
What happened? Did I miss something?
This happened in Randolph also yesterday. And so it's unruly youths.
Youths.
Obscure reference, my cousin Vinny, who are out there just kind of being rambunctious and causing problems.
Because two Rhode Island teens have been arrested in connection to this. They're set to be arraigned in Roxbury District Court on malicious destruction of property over $1,200, disorderly conduct, assault, and battery on a police officer, and resisting arrest. Really bad. Yeah. Here's Police Commissioner Michael Cox on CBS Boston.
The outside individuals who came into our city to cause disorder and brought dangerous illegal behavior here will be prosecuted.
Was there a show or something that I missed?
That's Mayor Wu, which is fine. Well, we can listen to what she had to say. So she's blaming it on the outside individuals who came from somewhere else. Not a problem here in the city, I guess.
Right.
I don't understand what the relevance of that is.
So there's was it like a show or something? Was it
just a bunch of
youngins hanging out?
Just hanging out late night, 2 a.m. and lighting cruisers on fire.
Yep. Right.
Nothing to see here.
Nope.
Safest city in the U.S.
Yes.
is what the mayor always says.
Correct.
All right. Very safe.
We have a creepy story.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
37-year-old Thomas Wilson, a teacher in Dudley, Mass., was arrested in Taunton after he allegedly drove 60 miles to meet up with a 16-year-old girl he met on the internet and had been... conversing with back and forth for a month.
Hold on. You said a teacher.
Correct.
The man is or was a school. Is he still a school teacher?
He's on leave.
Okay, good. What?
But met this 16-year-old girl, knew her age, was communicating with her for over a month, then drove 60 miles to meet up with her to have sex. Thank God the girl's dad found out about it. showed up to his car with the brother. So the dad and brother pull up to this teacher's car, see the girl inside. Mm. That's how he got caught. Here's courtroom audio from BZ.
That juvenile's father, who stated that he was pulling this defendant out of a motor vehicle after he discovered that his daughter was in the car with him. The defendant told police that he met the juvenile online through a Reddit app after seeing some concerning, what he described to be concerning posts she had made about wanting to date older men.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
God.
Hey.
Lock him up.
Yep.
Surprised they didn't give him a beat down.
Right. Oh, I'm sure they did. As long as we're talking about teachers, a bit of affiliate news for Vermont, where 47-year-old Melissa Martin, a substitute teacher in Barre, has been cited after she admitted to bringing cocaine into the school.
I think it's Barre.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's spelled like Pure Barre.
Yeah.
So.
I think the town existed probably before the yoga.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah, I would assume that as well. Yes. Coke was in her jacket pocket and in her backpack. And unfortunately for her, the school had drug sniffing dogs on campus that day where they found it. So here's Police Chief William Dodge.
We have cited her for possession of cocaine and reckless endangerment based on the fact that she was under the influence. Well, she was in control of the students in her classroom.
I got to tell you, always loved the substitute teacher coming in. Partying.
They bring the party.
Oh, man.
This one was known for her six-hour lectures.
She also loves Dan Lanning. I don't know.
So, okay, they found her.
Yep.
She won't be participating as a substitute any longer.
Correct. Well, okay. Poor gal, though. She just forgot it, you know. Yeah. Happened to be in her bag. probably the wildest story over the weekend, and it just came up while we were speaking to Boomer. When it comes to the world of sports, Mark Sanchez was stabbed in Indianapolis while he was in town to call the Raiders-Colts game for Fox. He was brought to the hospital and then a big twist when he was arrested while there. According to the affidavit for probable cause obtained by Fox 59, Sanchez allegedly approached a 69-year-old guy at a loading dock, and the two were seen talking before the interaction turned physical to the point where the man allegedly felt that he was in danger. So he told detectives that Sanchez appeared intoxicated, smelled of alcohol. He tried to use pepper spray to defend himself, but when Sanchez continued advancing, he pulled a knife and stabbed Sanchez several times in what the man described as an act of self-defense. I believe Mitch has the photos of the man, the 69-year-old guy who was on the other side of it.
The guy looks horrible.
Horrible.
So Mark Sanchez was out running. What?
Mitch says Ken told him not to show the Mark Sanchez pics.
Oh, really?
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Oh. I didn't know Ken was running the Twitch feed for the program.
What? Dude was lumped up.
Yeah, he looked bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Are other news outlets not showing them or just us?
I've seen them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I found them.
He was out running wind sprints in the alley.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to make sure he was game ready, I guess. and then the guy was just trying to do his job.
Okay.
He was pouring out oil.
Yeah, it's like collecting old grease or whatever from the restaurant.
And this giant a-hole is like a delivery man. By the way, you're 69. You have to deliver food at midnight. Right. Like, that sucks.
Terrible. Yeah.
It's his job.
I know it's his job. But Mark Sanchez, who's worth millions and millions of dollars, is harassing him to the point where the 69-year-old man has to use a knife in self-defense.
Yeah, what's Sanchez like, hey, I'm trying to do some sprints here, your truck's in the way?
Well, so it's very interesting because he's been charged with battery with injury misdemeanors. An initial hearing has been scheduled, but he's also been charged with unlawfully trying to enter a vehicle. So like, it seemed like he was trying to get into the truck as well. The whole thing seems bad. I mean,
that's how he originally approached the guy. The guy was in the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he originally, like, yanked the guy out of the truck.
Tried to climb into the cab.
So I'm assuming that he won't have his job any longer, right?
No.
The broadcast was like, you know, we're thinking of Mark, and, you know, it was kind of weird the way in which Fox handled it, I thought. But obviously he's a bad drinker. Time to cut the alcohol.
Yeah, you might want to turn that thing off, bro. Yeah.
I never, in all my years of drinking too much, I never decided to do wind sprints. I can't.
The wind sprints are fine. Just go around the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's in the way.
Let's head to Florida.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A female firefighter is facing stalking charges after she allegedly threw over 100 tampons into her ex-boyfriend's backyard with her mom and her aunt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a family thing.
Yes.
Oh, she was with the mom and the aunt.
Yeah,
okay.
So they decided to head over there, you know, give some revenge. The ex had a new girlfriend, which upset her. So 28-year-old Gabrielle Franz is facing misdemeanor stalking charges as a result.
Right. Were they right out of the package, I'm hoping?
Yes.
Right. Well,
there were 100 of them.
Well, you never know. I mean, maybe she's really scoring.
What a waste, though. They're kind of expensive.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. The number one movie over the weekend was the Taylor Swift movie, raking in $33 million. This movie only ran for the weekend, and it made more money than the entire run of at least 13 films that were released in over 3,000 theaters this year. The craziest part for me is, like, there wasn't even really a trailer for this. Nobody knew what this movie was going to be. Right. So the fact that so many people showed up not knowing what they were going to get.
So what was it about?
It was like the music video for The Fate of Ophelia, the first song on the album, and then it was kind of behind the scenes, her directing and starring in it and everything that went into the music.
I mean, the reviews are not so good for the album.
The people that say that this is one of her worst albums, feels like I'm listening to something completely different. One of my favorites.
I've heard it from a lot of people. They're saying it's trash.
Well, I mean, your group of friends, I don't think, is Taylor's demo.
I listened to a lot of it on the way home with DMs on Saturday morning. Wasn't that impressive?
It's very good.
What the numbers on it?
Not really.
It's like, very good. I don't know the exact.
It really wasn't that good.
Wishlist is top of the list for me right now. Then Opalite and Wood, which were two of my favorites on Friday, still remain some of my favorites. Canceled is great. The Life of the Showgirl
is great.
What are
the music people saying? Like the music people.
The reviews are good by the music people.
Right. What I've seen is that she needs to wait until she's broken up for her next album. Her best work comes when she's heartbroken.
Yeah.
But this wasn't an overly positive album, which that's why I don't get what people are saying, because Father Figure is about Scooter Braun and it's awesome. Wood is about Travis Kelce's Panoose, which is, you know, a lot of Panoose talk.
Kind of strange.
Yeah.
So weird. About his penis.
Why? Well, people talk about sex all the time.
The first one she's ever seen.
No, it's the best one, clearly.
Yeah.
She's pretty happy with it.
Okay. Come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors, Greg.
Like, I mean, I feel like she kind of just slapped it together and, like, you know.
The song or?
Yeah, no, the, like, the
but, like, people
I have heard diehard Swifties say that they feel like it's a bit. That, like, she released this album for a specific reason, and it's not, like, supposed to be one of her all-time works.
It's really?
Well, because if you look at who her...
Chime, you're kind of a Swiftie.
So, like, I like Taylor Swift. I have no problems. I have no qualms with Taylor Swift whatsoever.
Good.
I have only listened to the first half of this album. I don't love what I've heard so far.
Right.
I don't hate it, but it's definitely not... Like,
same.
It's
took the words right out of my mouth.
It's trash.
Not one song made me go back and want to re-listen to it.
Oh, there was not a lot of repeats?
There's so many.
How many tracks on it?
Ooh.
I think either 12 or 12. 13.
There's 12.
How long is the dong song?
It's a good one, but it's all like innuendos, you know. And people in Twitch I see being like, that's awkward. Why is it awkward? There's the thong song. There's plenty of rap songs about...
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of rap. Wow.
Girls' parts.
But the thong song's kind of a joke. Like, it's not a lyricist.
I just feel like, and this happens to artists, where she feels like she can do no wrong. So she sat down, she had like 10 minutes, and she's like, oh, let me quickly put this song together. Elizabeth Taylor. All right, yeah, let me throw.
Elizabeth Taylor
I should
bangs.
Be cared. That song stinks.
It's so good.
Oh, you have no taste.
I have all the taste in the world.
She's
and
like,
Father
no,
Figure
no.
is a brilliantly done diss track to Scooter Braun. It's unbelievably well done. And Ruin the Friendship, big twist in that one about one of her friends, one of her best friends growing up, a boy that she obviously had more feelings than just friendship too, who unfortunately ended up taking his own life. You need to actually listen to the lyrics and not just try to enjoy the beat.
Look at this, 617 text. I've always been a Taylor Swift fan, but this album is hot garbage.
Oh, I'm glad you found one.
Hot garbage. Like, it ought to be, if that unfortunate old man gets back to work, he's going to be pulling up to drag it away out of the restaurant at 2 a.m.
And as the show's musicologist, but the rap songs that have things about parts are not specifically about like one person.
Yeah, but this is like a ton. You have
Cardi
actually...
B does have a rap song about Steph Diggs, yeah, which
exactly.
she's talking
That's
about.
That's a point in Curtis in my favor.
Right.
Have to actually listen to the song, Curtis, before you criticize it. It's like very tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that seems on brand with
it
the
is.
Topic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she wrote a whole song about Travis Kelce's penis. I mean,
seems
I
like
feel
you're
like,
jealous.
I feel like she
That's
was,
what it seems.
I
what
feel like she's good. Lacking yeah. material at this point.
Well, that's, why? That's her life right
what's
now.
What's going on in her
that's
life?
That's her life?
So musicians.
Having sex? A, yeah. So with her super hot fiance? Yeah.
And now what musicians do, they write songs about
Correct.
Their life?
And Wishlist is all about how she sees her life now so differently now that she's with Travis and she wants to have kids and settle down and wants the world to leave her alone. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Anyway, we now know the top 10 states with the most gold diggers. Any guesses?
Mm. Hold on. This is a good one.
Yeah.
So wait, this is from Science.
Yep, from Science.
The top 10 states that have the most gold diggers, I'd say North Carolina.
Ooh.
Because they have gold digger number one down there.
Wrong.
California.
Yeah, I would say Cali.
Florida.
Florida. Florida.
What, Florida?
Florida.
Florida.
And Nevada. Are at the top of the list.
Okay, right. So Florida's number one?
Yep.
Bang.
Okay, and then Nevada's number two.
Texas.
Correct.
That makes sense, I guess.
After that, Texas.
Really?
Oh,
yep.
Nice job, Curtis.
Followed by California.
Mm-hmm.
And then New York.
Hmm.
Now, the bottom five states, we have a New England state in there.
Oh, really? I would say Rhode Island.
Vermont.
Nope. Oh, I'm sorry, we have two. Vermont's one of them. Nope.
New Hampshire.
Nope.
Maine?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of gold diggers in Maine?
No. That's bottom of the
bottom.
List.
Oh, very
bottom of the list.
Yeah, no gold diggers.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Bottom of the list. Maine, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, right. and Vermont.
So if you got money and you don't want chicks to be after your money, go to Vermont or Maine.
Mm-hmm. We had that. The Taco Bell 50K happen in Denver over the weekend. It's 31 miles that include mandatory stops at 10 area local Taco Bells. Where you have to order and actually eat the Taco Bell during the race. Here's some documentation from a runner on their journey.
We're in Denver. We're at the Taco Bell 50K, and we're going.
So again, explain this thing to me. Yeah. So what it's an ultra running event.
Yep, 31 miles.
And Damn. But you have to eat at how many Taco
10.
Bells?
10
of them yep. while you are running the race. Could you do that, Chime? You tried to do the beer mile 15K, but you never did it.
I didn't. I wasn't at that 5K.
No, but
I was
weren't
here.
You going to do the beer
Yeah,
mile?
I was
yeah.
ready to. I, yes. that's, that, I'd be happy to do that. Yes. No, I could. So first of all, I would like to be totally candid. There's a 0% chance I could ever walk or jog 31 miles. Mm-hmm. That's not happening. However, if I was able to do that, then yes, I would be able to do the Taco Bell 50K.
Oh, I don't know,
there's
though.
There's no way you could
there's
do that.
A lot of things going on in your tummy to begin yeah. with when you're running that long.
Taco
now
Bell's
add in
so
Taco
good.
Bell.
So 31 miles, you got 10 of them. What is that?
Because like, do I have to order
miles?
Like a full Taco Ooh. Bell meal, or do I just have to order a thing from Taco Bell?
It says you have to order and consume from
right.
Taco Bell.
Because like, if I'm just grabbing a spicy potato soft taco, like that done in 30 seconds,
stop.
No, it
and
would
I'm
still hurt your stomach.
Gas.
It would go right through
yeah.
you.
No but now you have to run 3 miles on that spicy taco in your belly, and then get to another one. Consume another one and then run another 3 miles. There's no way. Shime, let's be honest. You're not running 31 miles.
No,
anyways.
No, that's what I said. I prefaced
You're not
it by
walking 31 miles. Forget about it. So
Wendy,
you're not.
I'm very well aware. That's why I prefaced the entire thing by saying I would never be able to do 31 miles
right.
with or without stopping at Taco Bell.
That is like hotter than a regular marathon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. That's the news. Thank you, Courtney. Coming up, Mike Vrabel at 9:30. Are we going to get Hill Notes in at 9? You want to try that this morning, Shine?
Sure.
Okay. All right. It's a Patriots Monday after a huge win, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI. Steph Diggs after a statement game from Drake May, and he, like Mike Vrabel, doesn't do comparisons, but it's hard not to make the comparison on the two of them. Don't you think, Coach?
Well, I think that, you know, they're very similar in the sense of, you know, when they get out of the pocket and their ability to throw on the run. Like, I think that's what Drake May, he's not as an explosive and powerful runner as Josh Allen is, but his ability to throw on the run, we see Josh Allen do that all the time, to be very accurate. I think that's one thing that you could say Drake May does like Josh Allen. But when you look at the run of their running styles, in my opinion, he runs more like Justin Herbert than he does Drake May. I mean, excuse me, Josh Allen, because Josh Allen is a physical runner, where Drake May is just, that's not who he is.
The pump fakes, too, with Josh Allen. I mean, that's like his signature thing. It was cool before the game. Devin McCourty sat down with him and went through old tapes of him and Pop Warner in high school and college, and it's just always been his style.
Right.
So that's, I think, a big difference, too, when it comes to Drake May.
I mean, you know, and I like the fact that his accuracy, Shime talked about the Steph Diggs pass that he was able to hit on the sidelines, like right around the goal line, the accuracy to be able to make that throw on the run. Like, that's something we've seen Josh Allen. Like, there was a couple times Josh Allen's running to the sidelines. You're like, uh-oh. He stops, he cuts back, and then he's still looking to throw the ball. He literally threw it one time to Coleman, who caught it out of bounds. But that's just, that's what you've seen from Josh Allen throughout his career.
And I thought, if you guys are interested, the YouTube has a 30-minute full sit-down of Rodney Harrison, Tony Dungy, and Vrabel just going over old film. And it was basically Rodney and Vrabel going over the great moments of the old Patriots. And there was a back and forth about Kevin Falk. And Rodney's first camp with the Patriots, Falk caught the ball, and Rodney just hit him. Wasn't dirty, but took him out. And Dante Scarnecchia started yelling at him, and Rodney said, "Who are you, old man?" But it was excellent for old school Patriot stuff, if you're interested.
This is Chuck from New Hampshire. What's up, Chuck?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Last night, great win. I said before the game, I thought the Patriots could win 9 games this year, but they were going to have to upset a couple teams, starting with Buffalo. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, I mean, the schedule is relatively easy going forward here. I mean, we were talking about it earlier. You got to pencil in two wins against the Jets. You certainly, Wiggy said during your lead this morning that think they need to win the next three here with the Saints and Tennessee and Cleveland. And I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to play Buffalo again. So I guess that I don't know what the Ravens are going to be. I mean, it's hard not to look at them after that win last night and say this is a playoff team.
They could realistically be, if they play the way they played against Buffalo consistently weekly, by their bye week, they could be 11-3. I imagine that. The hottest team on their schedule.
18-2.
The hottest team on their schedule throughout their bye week, which is the week after the Giants game, I believe, week 13, is going to be at Tampa Bay. That is the hottest game on their schedule. You go where you can go, all right, or I would say that would probably be the game that they're not the favorite in, right? Don't we think they'll be the favorite against the Saints in Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, they'll be favored. They are definitely going to be favored this week.
Right, so they'll be favored in every game heading up until their bye week, except at Tampa Bay. So if you realistically can win all your games and lose that one, Curtis would have been spot on, and maybe like an understatement.
Right.
They'll be 11-3 by their bye week. That's who would have saw that coming?
In a million years. Showing up with hair tomorrow would be less shocking. I mean,
they should be 5-0, really.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. When you look back,
at the minimum 4-1.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah. I thought I was an idiot saying they were a 10-win team. Where did all those people go?
Right.
They've all disappeared. But the best part about last night, and we can't say it enough, is that they didn't play a perfect game by any stretch.
No.
And they forced mistakes from the Bills, but they coughed it up and gave it back. It wasn't the first half. You could conservatively say they left 10 points on the field. And what they were able to do and get Drake May the ball after, you know, the Bills come back, which you knew they would. And for him to get that first game-winning drive was to do it there makes up for the fact that it took a year and a half.
The reason why I would say this is because when you watch them play, right? Yes, they lost to the Raiders, but that's a game like we talked about. They could have won that one. They could have won Pittsburgh if they don't turn the ball over five times. So if they consistently play the way that they're playing and they're getting better as you go throughout the season.
Which they are. I mean, that game last night, you know, minus the first drive and the Ramondre fumble, and they were in that game. There was never a moment where they weren't. That game was not winnable for them last night.
And I would say this: if I ask every fan around here or person that's around Patriot Nation, if I ask them every single game heading up into the Giants, you know, after the Giants game, which is their bye week, would the Patriots beat the Saints? They would say yes, and they would pick every team. They would say yes, except for maybe the Bucks.
Think we're gonna need a bigger duck boat.
So for me to say that it's unreal, you know, it's not that. How would I say it? It's realistic for them to be at 11 wins by week 13 is reasonable.
This is Dave from Nashua. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, you got to remember the old phrase, any given Sunday.
Hey, we know that one. Thanks, Captain Obvious.
You have Josh McDaniels, the new offensive coordinator. The Bills haven't seen what he's been doing with Drake. By the, you know, week 9, week 10, people are going to figure out certain things about what the Patriots are doing, and you can't guarantee all these wins. You know, I give them 9 wins at the most.
So let me ask you this question then. Let's do this exercise. Simply yes or no when it comes to wins. Do the Pats beat the Saints?
It's going to be a close game.
Oh, yeah, forget about it. That's my exercise.
We're not being honest. Hey,
doesn't yes or no.
Greg, straight cap.
We've been talking about Petty, and this relates directly to the Patriots. It's not just out of left field. According to Ross Martin on X, who covers the Tar Heels, this is his tweet at about 20 minutes ago. According to sources inside UNC football, it's a directive from the staff, Bill Belichick, to not tweet, retweet anything Patriots related. That's clearly why UNC football has not posted a single highlight of Drake May's electric primetime performance against the Bills.
Mm.
I'm petty. That a-hole isn't allowing Drake May's alma mater to tweet out pictures and video of his first ever game-winning drive because he's on the Patriots. You do not hate that man enough. Thank you.
All right.
That is kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah,
when you
yeah.
think about the fact that UNC hasn't really showed any type of school spirit when it comes to Drake May, a right. guy who's really showing out
yeah.
against the Bills. But
does it shock you?
Yes.
It does?
That shocks me.
Come from Kinks.
Yep. Oh. She's probably right. running TikTok.
But does it shock you, though?
It does, because what did Drake May ever do to Bill? Nothing.
But it's not about Drake May. It's about who he represents.
I get that.
So that's what it's about.
Didn't Bill also criticize Drake May when the Patriots drafted him, too? That looks real good, huh?
An issue with his footwork, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, his footwork looked real tough last night, huh, bud?
Did they not let the scouts in?
They did not, no.
Right. So does it shock you that they're not showing highlights when it's Bill? Bill clearly has it in for, not that it's because of Vrabel, he doesn't like Vrabel letting the scouts in.
But
I
think the university, UNC, needs to think about the long-term goal of getting kids. Like, Bill's only going to be here for so long.
But they ain't thinking about that.
Well, they should.
Right. They ain't thinking about that. Can I go back to my point of, how this is realistic?
Yeah.
And I think these people, if they don't see it, I don't know what they're watching. Like, the one caller says, oh, teams don't know about Drake May. You played in four games. Buffalo was not prepared for Drake May. They've watched four games of him playing. Has he changed? When I look at Drake May from week one to where we are right now, the offense hasn't changed. So you should be prepared for that, Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think nine is should be a done deal.
That's why I had him at nine.
10 is on the table.
But looking at their schedule and based off of the way that they played against Buffalo, and that's why I said they beat Buffalo, and they didn't do it in a way where you go, oh, they just got lucky. So for you to sit here and look at their schedule and then to think they might. I know it's any given Sunday. I realize that. But the exercise is, who would you pick on that Sunday?
No, but it's not like any given Sunday. That counts if you have some, ridiculous special teams play. Mm-hmm. You got Josh Allen fumbled the football. The Patriots fumbled the football.
Right.
You had the interception, Marcus Jones interception. Those guys, it's not an any given Sunday situation when you go out and beat the Buffalo Bills there at their stadium.
They're a good football team, and good football teams go to New Orleans and beat New Orleans, who's a bad football team. Good football teams go to Tennessee and beat Tennessee, who's a bad football team. Good football teams beat the Cleveland Browns at home, who's not a very good football team. Good football teams beat the Atlanta Falcons and Gillette because Atlanta's an okay football team. Now, a good football team might lose to Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay is a good football team. And then they got the Jets and so forth and so forth and so on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't get, it's maddening to just, when people call in and say, I'm out of my mind, I want them, that's why I want you to answer those calls.
You think they're out of their mind.
No, so
they're
I
out their mind.
So I
You're
give,
not out your mind. They're
I can
out
give,
their
I
mind.
Can give them the simple exercise.
But, Wiggy, we knew their schedule after the Bills game before Sunday, and nobody was saying 11 wins before Sunday. Everything you're saying is true, but until they beat the Bills, nobody was saying 11 games.
Right, I had them at nine.
But before that, Curtis, everybody was saying they could also lose to all these teams.
Right.
It was up in the air every single week. I think now that's changed.
Because now
changed their tune.
You're
after
seeing
the
a good football
yes.
team.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Patriots Monday. Mike Vrabel coming up at 9:30 on this morning show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.